That goal line looks like he's going to be a full yard short as Lakers comes up to the line of scrimmage.
Brown City scores and takes the lead to 8-7 with 5:05 left in the second quarter. The Ricky Lindsay run.
Kingston leads Morris 14-6 in the middle of the second quarter.
Third and goal. It's a little bit of a high snap. Wisner's going to the near sideline for the score, and he's in. Touchdown, Lakers, but we have a flag. Wisner's in, standing up, but more than likely this one's going to be negated by a hold penalty back at the four-yard line. And not much celebration even from the Lakers sideline, as they know it already as well. Hold against Lakers, the official call. So they'll march off 10 yards from the four-yard line, or wherever the flag was. They're saying about the three-yard line, so back to the 13-yard line. Third down and goal from the 13, 7:38 left in the second quarter. Lakers 8, knocking on the door again. USA with nothing.
With an athletic quarterback, a speedster like Wisner, that design run to the outside is so tough, because as soon as he hesitates and look like he's going to cut it up the field and then takes off again to the sideline, defenders can't keep up with that change of direction. And it's too bad, because Taylor Cady is going to be the guilty party as the guy who holds. He grabbed the end on the side trying to help Wisner get to the sideline. I don't think he needed to do that. Wisner has enough speed. It negates a touchdown, and now they have at least 10 yards to pay dirt.
Wisner back to pass. He heard footsteps, and he barely got this one off as he had a defender right in his face, and this one is thrown and falls incomplete as the pass was nearly picked up by a lineman, which would have been the illegal receiver. So, incomplete pass, fourth down and goal to go from the 13, and USA may get a goal line stand. We'll see.
Number 85, Zach Fritz, the senior defensive tackle of USA, is the guy that gets into the backfield and deflects the pass, knocks it down. Not enough time for Brennan Wisner to plant and throw the football. He's lucky that that ball being tipped, deflected, didn't get picked off. Instead, it falls safely to the ground, but now it's third down.
Fourth down,
and goal from the 13-yard line. This is a big momentum opportunity.
Receiver wide to the right. Wisner under center looking to pass. Surveys. He's in trouble. Rolls out of the pocket. Throws down to the end zone. Has a receiver. Incomplete. Hit the hands to a diving receiver about a yard into the end zone. Incomplete. A turnover of downs. But USA defense comes up when they need to and keeps Lakers out of the end zone with 7:17 left in the second quarter. Lakers 8, USA nothing. But back on offense at their only 11-yard line.
Mason Pasek, the intended receiver, wasn't able to bring it in. Athletic quarterback again, Brennan Wisner, bails out of the pocket to his right, his throwing side. Buys a little more time, didn't see enough running room from 13 yards away, so tries to throw it on the run, back to the middle of the field, a dangerous throw, but it was a little low. Mason Pasek not able to haul it in, and the home team now starting to get into this game as USA takes over the football.
At their only 11-yard line, it's a handoff right up the gut, and this one's going nowhere fast. As Ford Progress has him, actually, they're going to say he's down in the backfield at the 10-yard line, so a loss of a yard, second down and 11. Tackle was made by Lakers number 78, Blake Smithers.
Blake Smithers standing tall on that defensive line for Lakers. A freshman does a good job plugging the gap, not allowing that dive play to get into the secondary. Makes the stop for a loss of a yard. So the USA offense, even though they got a little momentum on their side, still not able to get the ball moving forward. Again, their biggest play of the day outside of the 7-yard run by Josh Lang is a 3-yard run by Alan Rabin.
Second down, we'll say 12 to go. Kramer hands it off up the middle, and this one's maybe out for a yard out to the 11-yard line. Nothing going there. We didn't even see. The tackle was made by Cody Brownell, the Hunter Bone with the carry, and he gets down to the original line of scrimmage, a 2-yard gain. Third down and 10 to go from the 12-yard line of USA. They trail 8-0.
And just not able to get anything going. A couple 2-yard runs by Hunter Bone, a 3- and 1-yard run from Alan Rabin. Those are some of their best running backs, not able to even get out of the starting gate. Now it's third down and all of 10 yards to go. You're way back on your own 10-yard line. This is a big play here for USA.
And it's going to be Kramer around the left end, keeping it for himself. Gets out to about the 17-yard line before Ford Prox has him stopped by Adam LeGault out of the Laker defensive line. And it's going to be a forward momentum for USA, but not enough for the first down. He's about 5 yards short of that. after a five-yard gain from Micah Kramer. Fourth and five from their own 17-yard line.
Yeah, that would have been a good play to call on second down. Let Micah Kramer run his offense, get him outside of the tackle box. Watch what he does in open space as he turns that one into an easy five-yard gain. He had the opportunity to pitch it as well if he wanted to. Nonetheless, on third down, they get 5 yards. They're short 5 yards, and this is going to bring on the punting unit.
And nice punt away for USA, and it's brought in stride at the 42-yard line by Wisner, and he's run out of bounds at midfield at the 50. An 8-yard return for Wisner, and the Lakers will start at the USA 49-yard line after an 11-yard return. 4:50 left in the second. Lakers still lead 8-0 over the USA Patriots.
Oh, that was a big boot to flip the fields the way he did. I was thinking Lakers was going to have good field position, but this was about as good a field as you're going to get with a punt like this. Brennan Wisner, to his credit, was able to backtrack, almost like he's the center fielder for the baseball team, was able to run that thing down with an over-the-shoulder catch and turn around and get maybe 9 or 10 yards on the return, and sets him up at midfield. Pretty good field position, but could have been a lot worse with that magnificent punt from USA. We're just under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Lakers leads in this game 8-0, but they have the football 1 yard inside of the USA territory.
Lakers has had the ball for 12 minutes and 4 seconds so far in this ball game. They start this drive at the USA 49-yard line. The mystical USA chant begins. On week number 7 of football, 1st and 10 for the Lakers at midfield. It's a pitch out to Taylor Cady. He tries to go somewhere. The USA front line meets him at the line of scrimmage for no gain on the left side of that line. Number 52 for USA with a tackle, Blake Ryerson, defensive end, and a senior for the Patriot, red, white, and blue. 2nd down and 10 for the Lakers at 49-yard line. 4 minutes and 20 seconds left in the first half.
USA doing a good job stopping. The more popular play out of this double wing offense is having the right back pitched out to the left, running around the left side, trying to cut up the middle when he sees an opening. That time when he cut back to the middle, there was a USA Patriot waiting for him after a very short game.
2nd down, 10 to go. Less than 4 minutes to play in the first half. Man in motion, that would be number 23, Preston Warren, gets the pitch, and he's out for the running. He's breaking free of 3 tackles and finally falls across the first down marker and finally brought down to the 38-yard line after quite the run from Preston Warren, brought down by Blake Ryerson after a 12-yard gain.
Very impressive. They run Taylor Cady on that same pitch around the left side, goes nowhere. They run the same play the opposite way, left to right this time. It goes to Preston Warren, and he gets through that defensive line into the linebacking core where he makes 2 guys miss, and on his way to a 12-yard gain and a first down. New set of downs for Lakers as they have this game in the palm of their hand. 3.5 minutes to go and the football as they just are inside the 40-yard line looking to score.
Lakers 8, USA nothing. It's a pitch to inside to Preston Warren.
Same play.
Breaks free of 2 tackles and a one-arm tackle finally brings him down at the 33-yard line. That was Brendan Prime coming out of the secondary to bring him down. Almost, what is it? Not intended to be a clothesline, but somehow his momentum brought him down.
How many of you times have you said tonight, coming out of the secondary to make the tackle, that's a terrible sign for USA. Another 5-6 yard gain for the Laker offense on first down brings up 2nd and 5 as we go under the 3 minute mark to go in the first half.
2:55 left in the second. 2nd down, 5 to go for the Lakers from the USA 32-yard line. Double wing offense, Wisner is under center for the Lakers. Surveying, there it is, handoff now reverse to Taylor Cady. Comes back inside, but Lakers, or USA, starting to become aware of that one as from the front line, number 77, Jeremy Pawlowski with the tackle. He's a defensive lineman, starting guard for USA on offense. Brings him down for a 2-yard loss, 1-yard loss, 3rd down and 4 to go, 3rd down and 6 to go for Lakers.
There was a whole bunch of USA Patriots in the backfield. Jared Lang in the backfield as well, making the stop. Those are big plays that USA needs to make on defense to slow down this high-powered Laker offense. 3rd down, maybe 6 to go now.
Wisner back to pass, and it's complete at the 33-yard line to Taylor Cady, streaking down the near sideline and finally forced out of bounds with a tackle at the 21-yard line. It's a first down after a 14-yard reception to Taylor Cady from Brennan Wisner. First and 10 from the 21-yard line of USA. Clock stops momentarily at 2:03 left in the first half. 8-0 Lakers.
I just love watching Brennan Wisner with the football in his hands, whether he's running it, handing it off, misdirections. He's throwing the football. He's so good, so comfortable in the back.